That's exactly right. Exactly. And I made a statement about something, and this one eye roll was open like this, and this guy stood up and he said, "What the hell is a sophisticated prisoner?" That was Ernie, I think.
You thought he was.
And as soon as I told him what it was, he said, "Oh," and he goes right back in his chair. I mean, hey, I mean, sleeping.
Ernie used to sit there with his feet on the desk all the time.
Yeah.
Ever since I had come in the legislature, I was on finance committees with you for years, and he'd always sit there with his feet back like that. And just like you said,
well,
he thought he was asleep until all of a sudden he wakes
but
up.
But the camera's really clean. Boy, now, I mean, they're kind of alert for that camera. But that's number three, I suppose. That's three.
He said kind of alert. They're always alert.
Well, I'll tell you. Why don't we, now that we got the Coast Guard, and it says don't shoot until you, we got the Coast Guard and we got the federal employees, don't we have one on the federal employees?
Yeah, you have U.S. Department of Agriculture from a memo you got.
Would you bring,
let me bring that, will you? I'd just like him to see it.
Sandy,
yeah, I'll do that.
If
I'll
you would, you like it, I'll get it back or your alternate or your cohorts or without a patent. Could you kind of rough a kind of a guideline together? Could you do that? Things that you think that generally, so that you could disseminate to all of the departments, so they could get some kind of idea of. I don't think actually a lot of the supervisors realize that they have how much power or what station or where their power begins and ends. Do you think that they do, John?
Well, I don't know if it's much that is. I just think a lot of supervisors don't know how to supervise. I think that's a real problem in the state system. And are very reluctant to be a bad guy. Be able to deal with problems when they come up with tardiness and absences. I think that at times we have made an effort in the state to train supervisors, and I think that those times when we've done that, we've made some improvements among supervisors, but it sort of comes and goes. And
well, don't they have a kind of an indoctrination when you get a new employee? Don't the supervisor call them in and say, okay, here's the do's and here's the don'ts. These are general. Now, if you had a piece of paper to give them, it would give a general idea and let the guy go home and look at it and see, and then when the supervisor would tell him, or in those instances say, you're getting close to loafing here, or you're getting close to sleeping, or you're getting close to the tardiness, and the guy will go home and take a look at that piece of paper and say, uh-oh.
I think something that Bill's on the other side of the coin, I'll give you kind of a personal experience. When I first came up here in the early 60s, you know, I was a supervisor of highways. You know, I was been a supervisor for years right where I came from, and I act supervisor basis and fire guy. But people would observe what happened, I think. They maybe got lean the other way because all of a sudden there's political involvement. We had a change of governors. I was fired. The guy was back on the payroll. And because of a political deal. So I tried to, you know, and that was furthest from my mind when I fired the guy.
Mm-hmm. I think things are changing now. I think it was much more so, but now you've got, you know, most of your supervisors have some protection. Years ago they didn't have.
But I'm sure that people that were observing that situation would be hesitant to do.
I was the acting director of the ABC board. I was also chairman of the board, both of them at the same time. And I'd been chairman of the board for 4 years, I guess, and I had two full-time and one part-time girls working, clerks. And the previous guy, or the previous director who was let go, he'd been there all the time that I had been there, been the chairman. And there was some problems when he left. And so when I got to be the acting director, and they brought me in the evaluation slips. So I sat down and went through them what I thought. So gave copies to the girls. Nobody would talk to me. One was sitting there with tears in her eyes and sobbing a little bit quietly. Finally, I had to take them in one at a time and say, what's the problem? Well, Mr. So-and-so, I was always excellent in this. And I said, well, you might have thought you were excellent, but you come to work like an unmade bed half the time. You know, I can't tell if you're coming or going. Your hair is sideways, and I don't know what the hell you're doing. So, really, it worked better, though, when I got them straightened out and everything. And it seemed to me that it worked better. But this guy would always just, everything was excellent, because he didn't want to have any problems with his employees.
I read an article from an industrial management training program. I've never forgotten it. It's been years ago. And it stated in there, it said, should a supervisor be loved by his employees? No. Should he be liked by his employees? Not necessarily. Should he be respected by them? Yes.
Always.
See? So that means that if you're going to do your job, you've got to make tough decisions on people, and they're not going to like you for it. But maybe in the long run, they can look at you and respect you for the fact that you're doing it fairly. You know, I think a lot of it. I think he's right. A lot of people don't know how to supervise people.
And that's hard. I think when you're, in terms of promotions, it's just that more often than not, people are promoted on seniority and their professional level versus their real skills to supervise. It takes some different skills, and some of that's trainable. Some people are not trainable. But we don't do a lot of training as supervisors. We
right.
Just don't.
There is no portion of one of the program for supervisors.
One of the courses that is just starting. A portion of it is just one.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look at the hit list next time out. There'll be a meeting. And you'll get notification that there'll be a meeting in November, and there'll also be a meeting in December. And there will be a meeting in January. So, figure it out.
What, Anchorage or Willow or where?
Here in town?
There's a delayed start of the legislative session.
No, I mean, Anchorage are going to be up there this year.
Do what?
Legislature begins January 17th, I think, or 14th. Whatever that Monday is, 14th or 17th.
We're not meeting this afternoon.
Yeah. Those are the next meetings. You know?
Okay. How you doing?